Hello and greetings. This is Carol Adrian, your life purpose numerologist. And today I'm looking at the chart, the email, question from Linda, who is, her birth date is October 30, 1949. She writes, "My current situation is that I'm married and have two grown children and two grandchildren. I've been a computer programmer analyst for 35 years. The last 10 plus years or so have been a rough career-wise due to living and working in the Midwest. I've changed jobs 5 times, 3 times of which were not my choice. My house and husband now reside in Indiana, and I'm working in Georgia. It's probably the best job I've ever had, but there are still frustrations, and I'm so far from my loved ones. My husband just got laid off from his job of 10 years, although that makes me hope we might sell the house and live together in Georgia. There are so many unknowns. My question is, when will I get to realize my life's dream of visiting Paris, France?" Well, that's a surprise, Linda. Very, very wonderful question. And let's look at your chart, your numerology chart. Frankly, I'll have to say it, I'm surprised that you're working as a computer programmer. However, I might have a very limited view of what programming involves, because your chart is loaded with creativity. Your destiny is a 3, your heart's desire is a 3, your realization number, your end result, your ultimate goal is a 3. All these are very upbeat, creative numbers, and that was particularly true from between the age of 37 and 45. You were under a 3. You're also what we call an old soul. So here's another old soul coming in to check on her progress, on your progress. And Linda, by the way, the first name Linda is a 22-4, which is the master builder, somebody who takes a broad look and really needs to know the direction and life purpose of things and wants to know how things fit together in a network type of way, the master builder. Now, the thing with your threes also, despite that you must work very focused, you probably have the ability to raise energy and make people happier. Or maybe you crack jokes, or you're always bringing in a little treat or something, because a 3 is an optimistic number generally when it's well expressed, and it's an upbeat number. It adds energy and creativity to everything. Now, what's going on in the last part of your life here, you are now 60 years old, and you just turned 60. Congratulations. You're in the 6th pinnacle with a 4 challenge. So, of course, here you are facing concerns for your family and your stability, your practicality, your house, your husband getting laid off. Now, I look at your personal year, which is a 6. This is the year in 2009. You're in a 6th year of a 9-year cycle. That cycle started for you back in 2004 when you were 55. And the 6th year right now does bring issues around stability, security, and responsibility. Interestingly, you mentioned that your job was, you liked your job, the best one you've had so far. You've been under a number 1 essence since October of 2006. And I think that number 1 has been highlighting, you've come into your own. You may have a sense of, you know who you are, people like you for what you have a strong identity, and you may have the freedom to kind of do your job the way you see fit, and they leave you alone. So it might be one of the reasons that you like your job is because they're more likely to leave you alone to do it the way it should be done in your mind. Now, your question. I sense a transition coming up for you, and you've been under 8s for quite some time. That's the H of your last name. You've been under that since October of 2001. And it's just come to an end as of this October, a couple months ago. You left the influence of the H, which is an 8. Money, power, authority, and big business, big administrations, corporations, and that sort of thing. You're now under, just in the last 2 months, you're just going into 1-year influence of an A, which is the number 1. Now, you've had 1 essences, but now you've got a more of an indicator that you're shifting gears. You may move. There may be a possibility for you to move. The family matters are strong at this time in your life. you know, with your wonderful family, your grandchildren. And I don't know, I get a sense that, well, you're going into a 7 year in January, okay? A 7 is more of an introspective type of energy, although it doesn't mean you become a hermit. It's more like a time to go deeper, trust your intuition. It's good for technical and analytical type of occupations, but your essence is a 30 or 3. Threes often bring periods of unemployment. Now, this could be happening in your husband's chart. The 3 generally means that you're looking about for something to do in your creative time, your leisure time, your hobbies. It could mean that you need to learn to express yourself more, or maybe your work allows you to write or speak more, or you need to make presentations about technical matters that you understand very well. I think that you're going to have a couple of years between in 62, 63, where the emphasis is on deep family issues that you may have parents to care for. I'm just wondering if there's not going to be some increased responsibilities for you around the age of 62 and 63, which brings me to your question, when will I be able to go to Paris? You know, I have a hunch, if you really want to do this, set it up, start planning it, get quotes, go on a cruise. I mean, perhaps you could get over to Europe, I don't know if they probably don't go to cruising towards Paris because it's not on the water there, but look for really inexpensive air flights at times when most people don't go, say during the winter. It could be a fabulous experience, and if money's an issue. But I see you, I would say I wouldn't be surprised, let's put it that way, if you were traveling somewhere after the age of 64, 65, and particularly 66 is a fabulous year for change, expanding, traveling to a foreign country, going on a long vacation, and having a very rich experience in life. It's a fun time. It should be, let's put it that way. There's always emotional issues with the 9, but you have a 36-9 essence for the year between October of 2014 and 15. That often means foreign travel, letting go of old situations, having unexpected income come in to make things easier. So I would say, if you're really serious about this, you could even go next year. It's a 3 with a 7. That 7 sometimes means you're out of the country and not in your normal place. So I would say plan your Paris trip for at least happening around 2014-15. That's my best guess. And it could happen even sooner. It could happen in 2013 or 2014. But in that area, I think it's important for you to do something that really jazzes up your energy and says, you know what, I've made it and I'm enjoying it too. So, and this is a time also that resonates so well with your major numbers of 3 and 9. So something wonderful is coming in there that's right on target for you. It's almost like a gift or reward, and you're going to just, I think, very much get a lot out of that period, and it could bring great gifts. And that's where I'm going to leave it now. So keep in touch and let me know what happens and send me an email from Paris. Okay, thanks for your very great question, Linda.